Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'd like to talk to you today about shale gas and some of the debates that it is sparking in different parts of the world. Here in Canada, many people are quite interested in shale gas and the debate over extracting this resource from the ground through a process known as fracking is very lively. On one hand, many people say that having access to these rich deposits in natural gas would improve Canada's lot in the world. On the other hand, there are environmentalists who are saying that we can't risk the damage to the environment and particularly to the water table. So it was with interest that I had a look at the news coming out of Argentina most recently. There too, there's a bit of a polemic going on regarding shale gas. Spanish oil company Repsol invested quite heavily in an Argentinian business called YPF. As a matter of fact, Repsol at one point owned 51% of YPF. However, in 2012, the Argentinian government nationalized YPF completely, criticizing Repsol for not producing enough output. In return, Repsol demanded $10 billion US in compensation. And just last month, the two sides eventually settled on $5 billion in compensation. This has become a very important issue for Argentina to settle. It's widely understood that Argentina has some of the world's biggest oil and gas reserves. As a matter of fact, all eyes are looking on a shale formation called Vaca Muerta because it looks particularly promising. However, Argentina can't extract shale gas from the formation by itself. It needs foreign direct investment to develop it. So foreign investors have been quite anxious to see how Argentina has dealt with the Repsol issue. Now that it has been resolved, I think it's going to be interesting to watch what unfolds in Argentina over the issue of shale gas as the weeks and months play themselves out. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen.